This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The top line from the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll of how Americans feel about their personal economies goes like this. Despite a million new jobs in the economy since our first poll back in September, despite wages and inflation ticking up, which is a good thing, even with the Fed talking about things being good enough to raise interest rates, Americans are still economically stressed out. That's the big picture, but we all know that the big picture isn't much good helping you pay your mortgage or figuring out where you're going to get that $1,000 you need to cover the fender bender that you had on the way to work this morning. It's all about how we feel about the economy. So, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer wraps up our week of poll reports with what economic anxiety looks like up close.
In our survey, we asked people questions like, are you afraid you'll lose your job? How much do you fear not having enough money for retirement or not being able to afford college for your children? Then the big picture question.
Are you frequently anxious about your financial situation?
Sometimes anxious, rarely anxious.
Or never anxious about your financial situation.
That's Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research. He says if you look at the most anxious people in our poll, the top 100 in our Marketplace Economic Anxiety Index, they have a lot in common. A majority are 35 to 54-year-olds.
35 to 54 is when people often have children that they're providing for.
Sometimes they're also supporting their parents.
And they have this looming cliff of impending retirement sort of out there.
No wonder they're anxious. Take 53-year-old Ira Barron. He's in our survey. He isn't in the top 100, but he's facing many of the challenges I just talked about. He lives near Annapolis, Maryland, with his wife, Sharon Simon, and two kids. He agrees to sit down and chat about his answers to our poll. So I make the short drive from Washington. Hi, Ira. Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to meet you. Just making coffee. You're a little ahead of the crowd.
We head into a cozy family room and sit down in front of a crackling fire. And Ira talks about what it's like to be in the most worried group of our poll respondents, the 35 to 54-year-olds. He says it's as if he's on a plane with his family. Behind him, clear skies. But looking out the window now,
recognizing for the first time that there's a sort of a cloudy ceiling. I can't see the sun right now.
Ira's got a good job. He's a senior IT executive. He doesn't have to worry about his parents or Sharon's, but he does have children to provide for, a 12-year-old son and 15-year-old daughter, who's just starting to think about where she wants to go to college.
I don't know what college is going to be like. I don't know what it's going to cost. So it's cloudy. I can't see through it.
Then there's retirement.
I don't know what retirement looks like because I haven't really thought about it yet. So it's cloudy.
And it's a double layer of clouds because, like many of our 35 to 54-year-olds, Ira is having to plan for college tuition and retirement at the same time. His wife, Sharon, walks in.
We don't have a breather in between the two. They're smack dab on top of each other.
There's no intermission between those acts.
And Ira wants to be able to pay for at least part of his kids' college tuition. But back to our plane analogy, he has to put his oxygen mask on first, then help his kids. Ira won't use his retirement for tuition, which, for two kids, can be more expensive than buying a house. And speaking of housing, Ira says they weren't hit hard by the housing crisis, but it got his attention.
While it was a foregone conclusion to me before that you buy a decent house in a nice neighborhood and you're going to get out ahead, there's no longer that guarantee. So part of our economic projection, I see being at risk in ways that I had not before the recession.
Ira says they were hit hard by the stock market crash, and he's still trying to repair the damage to his retirement account. But here's the thing. He's not paralyzed with worry. As I'm leaving, he and Sharon actually thank me for making them think about all these things.
But it's time now that we need to start having those conversations. And it's heavy.
And I guess we will again later today.
I'm so sorry. I'm such a dummy.
No.
And Ira says he will eventually see the sun out of the plane window again.
It's that cloud cover we have to get through, right? Once we're out, I think we'll be fine. All of us.
And Ira says it's actually a luxury to be able to plan, to have money to set aside for a future without turbulence. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There's a whole lot more about our poll and the anxiety index on our website. Also, while you're there, it would be great. Seriously, it would be great if you would take a second and do our quiz, figure out where you fall on the anxiety curve. Check it out at marketplace.org.